From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Days after a major 8.8 magnitude earthquake shook Chile, aftershocks are continuing to rattle the country. In the first 72 hours following Saturday's earthquake, officials say they registered 131 aftershocks of magnitude 5 or greater. Reporter Annie Murphy is in the city of Concepcion.
They're less and less regular, but what's interesting is the intensity doesn't seem to be decreasing very much. Normally they diminish, and they've actually gotten stronger. It's causing rubble to loosen up and fall off of buildings, you know, more glass in the streets that had already been kind of cleaned up at least enough so that people could pass are now, you know, sometimes blocked again.
Reporter Annie Murphy, Chilean officials say the death toll from the earthquake has now risen to nearly 800. Most of those killed were in cities or towns along Chile's south-central Pacific coast in areas where quake-generated tsunamis swept ashore. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton visited the region briefly today. In Savannah, Georgia, President Obama renewed his call for a multi-billion-dollar rebate program to encourage homeowners to invest in energy upgrades. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama touted the benefits of the proposed rebate program at Savannah Technical College, where students are training for jobs installing insulation and other home energy upgrades. The visit was part of the president's White House to Main Street tour, a regular series of visits outside Washington to talk about jobs.
When it comes to domestic policy, I have no more important job as president than seeing to it that every American who wants to work and is able to work can find a job, and a job that pays a living wage.
Even as he talks jobs, though, the president is also thinking about health care. He's scheduled to map out a way forward for lawmakers tomorrow, and in a letter to congressional leaders, he's promised to include some Republican ideas, including expanded state experiments with malpractice reform. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Savannah, Georgia.
Ford Motor Company sold slightly more cars last month in the U.S. than its bigger rival, General Motors. That hasn't happened for a dozen years. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Ford's February sales were up 43% from last year. The automaker even outsold the number one U.S. automaker, GM, by a few hundred vehicles in the month. But Ford's Ken Zube says the company doesn't single out any competitor, instead focusing on the global marketplace. As to whether Ford can keep outselling GM, he wouldn't rule it out.
The consumers are saying they like our products more and more, so we're hoping our momentum does not let up a bit.
GM's wind down of four of its brands has hurt its overall sales. Exclude those brands, and February looks a better month for GM. Sales of Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac rose 32% from last year. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 2 points. The Nasdaq was up 7 points today. This is NPR. Los Angeles School Board, in a unanimous vote, now says it will send notices of possible layoffs to as many as 5,200 teachers and other workers. The move by the nation's second-largest school district comes as Los Angeles struggles to close a $640 million budget shortfall. At the same time, the board called on union leaders to enter negotiations to try to come up with ways to avoid layoffs. The vote does not mean actual layoffs will begin. If such layoffs were to occur, however, it could mean a virtual elimination of school nurses and librarians. Colorado's governor is being treated for broken ribs today after a bicycle accident in Denver. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Governor Bill Ritter regularly goes on early morning bike rides around Denver with a group of friends. His staff says just after 6 a.m. this morning, he got into an accident with another rider and took a hard fall. He's being treated at Denver Health Medical Center for injuries, including multiple rib fractures on his right side. A spokesman says Ritter is in good spirits. The other rider suffered only minor injuries. Ritter, a Democrat, made national news in January with his surprise announcement that he won't seek a second term later this year. His election in 2006 was part of a Democratic sweep in recent years in the traditionally Republican Intermountain West. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Movies about past military conflicts have resulted in some Oscar-winning films. Past winners include the World War II-inspired movie Bridge Over the River Kwai and The Deer Hunter and Platoon, both films about the Vietnam War. Now another war movie is in line for a possible Oscar, the independent film The Hurt Locker, inspired by the conflicts in Iraq. Bridge Over the River Kwai won Best Picture in 1957. Platoon took Best Picture in 1973. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.